السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أي عباد الله، أخرج الشيخان عن أبي موسى الأشعري رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال: مثل ما بعثني الله به من الهدى والعلم كمثل الغيث الكثير أصاب أرضا، فكان منها نقية قبلت الماء فأنبتت الكلأ والعشب الكثير، وكان منها أجادب أمسكت الماء فنفع الله بها الناس فشربوا وسقوا وزرعوا، وأصاب منها طائفة أخرى إنما هي قيعان لا تمسك ماء ولا تنبت كلأ، فذلك مثل من فقه في دين الله ونفعه ما بعثني الله به فعلم وعلم، ومثل من لم يرفع بذلك رأسا ولم يقبل هدى الله الذي أرسلت به. نعم يا عباد الله، في أسبوعين مضيا قبل أيام من هذا المقام عشت هذا الحديث ورأيته رأي العين في القارة المنسية، لا من أذهان السياح ولكن من أذهان الراغبين في الله والدار الآخرة. إنها منسية عند أولئك الجادين في طلب الآخرة، فلم يرعوها اهتمامهم لا من أهل العلم ولا من أهل المال واليسار. نعم يا عباد الله، قد يبتلي الإنسان مسجدا يريد به أن يبني الله له به بيتا في الجنة، لكنه يبنيه حيث تبلغ تكلفة بناء عشرات المساجد في أرض قبلت قلوب أهلها غيث العلم كما قبلت أرضهم غيث القطر، ولكن المساجد على قلتها وصغرها وبساطتها عندهم إلا أنها لا تقام من أجل الصلاة فحسب، وإنما تعود بالذاكرة إلى ما نقرأه في السيرة عن دور المسجد في العهد النبوي الكريم. ولقد شهدت رحلتي إلى أفريقيا ما يثلج الصدر وتقر به العين، إذ قد لقيت أناسا هم للعلم متعطشون تعطش غيرهم ممن أنعم الله عليهم بالمال والعلماء تعطشهم إلى الدنيا وزهرتها. نعم يا عباد الله، لقد جئت أرضا يقسم أهلها أنني أول عربي، فضلا عن أكون أول داعية يمر بأرضهم، على أني لم أتحدث إليهم إلا بلغة القرآن، فإنهم يجيدونها إجادة تامة فوق ما تجيدونها أنتم أيها الناس، ويحفظون بها كتاب الله ويتدارسون بها حديث رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، هذا وهم لم يمر بين أيديهم عربي ولم تكتحل أعينهم بعربي. لقد رأيت يا عباد الله لم يحل بين قولي أنا وبين فهمهم لون ولا لغة محلية يجيدونها ورثوها عن آبائهم وأمهاتهم، فهم قد أخذوا لغاتهم المحلية من بيئتهم، وأما لغة القرآن فقد أخذوها من عقيدتهم من دينهم، هكذا حثهم دينهم الذي أحبوه حب كثيرين للدنيا بل يفوق حب الآخرين للدنيا. فلذلك والله لقد رأيت فصول المدارس وحمي تعقد تحت ظلال الأشجار في أرض ارتفعت فيها الحرارة وقل فيها الماء، إذ قد غار الماء في أعماق الأرض ولا يستخرج منها إلا بكلفة هي عليهم بالغة، وعلى أهل هذه البلاد أقل ما يكون، بل قد تكون تكلفة حفر بئر تقل عن تكلفة هدية طالب في الابتدائية إذا ما نجح في بلادنا. نعم يا عباد الله، لقد رأيت أقواما كما وصفهم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في تلقفهم للعلم الشرعي، وإني لا أغبط دعاة سبقوني إلى تلك البقاع التي إليها يعود أول مؤذن في الإسلام، فأولئك القوم يتلقفون العلم كما تتلقف الأرض الطيبة أو القيعان منها الماء، وقل فيهم وقل أن يكون فيهم أرضا أجادب، لكنهم مع ما فيه من هذا الخير، لكنهم مع ما هم فيه من هذا الخير الذي لا يرجون به من الناس جزاء ولا شكورا، إلا أنهم من خير الناس شكرا لكل محسن ولو كان إحسانه بما هو واجب عليه أصلا، فإنهم يشكرون لكم يدا مددتموها في أيام مضت بإرسال أضاحيكم إليهم، ولقد والله رأيت في أعينهم عندما أخبروا بأنني الواسطة بينكم وبينهم في نقل الأضاحي إليهم، والله لقد رأيت أعينهم ترمقني والدمع في مقلها، وكأنهم يقولون لما لا يستمر الخير طيلة العام، لما لا يكون الحج سائر العام حتى نطعم. أقوام لا يعرفون اللحم على كثرة الماشية عندهم إلا في أيام الحج لقلة ذات يدهم خبز أو قطعة خضار يأكلها ليسد بها جوعه فلا يتقلب في الليل بسبة ذلك. أيها الناس، إنهم بحاجة إلى من يبني لهم مسجدا، فوالله لقد رأيت ولقد جلبت لكم الصور التي تثبت ذلك، بل والتقارير، لقد رأيت أقواما يصلون تحت الشمس المحرقة. في الجمعة الماضية كنت أخطب في مسجد في وسط سوق الجمعة يقال له مسجد ابن تيمية، إشعارا للناس هناك ممن قد سلكوا طريق الصوفية، إشعارا بأن التوحيد نوره قد شع في تلك الأرض على يد فتية هم أشبهوا بأصحاب الكهف، أبوا أن يكونوا على دين الآباء والأجداد المتلقف من أهل الخرافة والبدع، فشرعوا يدرسون التوحيد في كل كتاب وكل باب، ولذلك أسموا مسجدهم الكائن في وسط سوق الجمعة، وهو سوق لا يقام، وهي سوق لا تقام إلا يوم الجمعة، يأمها مسلمون فساق أيضا، ويأمها كفار، يخطب الخطيب وجلهم لا زال في سوقهم يتبايعون ويلعبون. وأما هؤلاء الفتية الذين حملوا على كواهلهم ما عجزت عنه كواهلكم، لا لثقله بل لضعف أبدانكم، إذ ألفتم الوثير من السرير واللذيذ من الطعام والبارد من الهواء، فالناس في بلادي إذا أتت الإجازة يحبون أن يلجأوا إلى بلدان الجو فيها أكثر نداوة وبرودة والعشب فيها أكثر نضارة، لا لإطعام ماشيتهم لكن لإمتاع أعينهم. أما أولئك القوم يا أحبتي في الله، وإني إذ أشد عليكم بهذا الكلام لأحفز فيكم وازع الدين والأخوة الإيمانية، والله لقد امتدت إليهم أيدي الرافضة تبني المدارس وتطعم الجياع وتكسي العراه وتهدي الدواء. نعم يا أحبتي في الله، وقد امتدت إليهم أيدي التنصير ورأيت ذلك بأم عيني، وهكذا ترى هناك حتى لليهود يدا، لا من أجل تهويد الناس ولكن من أجل إبعادهم وإقصائهم عن الحق يا عباد الله. فأنتم يا جند الله من أقام الله عليكم حجته بهذا النعيم الذي تعيشونه، هل أنتم قائمون بما أوجب الله عليكم من نصرة دينه ونصرة عباده المؤمنين، أم أنكم قد ألفتم وثير الفوش ونعيم وأطايب الطعام تؤثرون أنفسكم بها على غيركم من الجياع العراه؟ يا أحبتي في الله، أولئك القوم ليسوا بحاجة إلى طعام، فإنهم قد ألفوا أكل اليابس منه، ولكنهم بحاجة إلى من يبني لهم مسجدا أو مدرسة أو يوقف لهم مكتبة، بلدة فيها معهد، والله لا تزيد الكتب التي في معادهم عن دولاب صغير لا يحوي إلا بضع كتب لا تصل إلى العشرة. نعم يا أحبتي في الله، أو يوقف لهم مصحفا الذي قل وندر أن أراه في مساجدهم، فإنهم ربما مزقوا المصحف أجزاء، قطعوا المصحف أجزاء ليقرأ كل واحد في جزء لندرة المصاحف عندهم ولحبهم فيها، أو لربما تناوبوا على أخذ المصحف واحدا تلو الآخر يقرؤون فيه ثم يعيرونه لمن بجوارهم. نعم يا عباد الله، أو كذلك يفطر صائما، يفطر منهم صائما، أو يرسل لهم أضحيته، أو يجعل فيهم ما يجب عليه من كفاراته على أداء فريضة الحج. ولقد والله فجعت أيما فاجعة إذ كنت في معهد كبير فيه من الطلبة ما فيه والنشاط العظيم وداعية، حتى إن له في كل أسبوع ساعة في الإذاعة ينشر التوحيد، لم يحج إلى اليوم، وقد أرسل لي بكتاب بعد أن أقفلت راجعة، أرسل لي بكتاب حسبت أنه خشي أن لا أرى الدموع في عينيه وهو يتشوق إلى البيت الحرام الذي لم يره قط، الذي لم يره قط إلا في التلفزة أو في الصور التي تكون عندهم، وهو يريد أداء الحج. ومثل هذا كثير، هناك أناس يتمنون الحج فلا يجدونه ولا يجدون ما يسلكون به، فيا هنيئا لمن وفقه الله فمد لهم يدا يلقى بها عند الله يوم القيامة ما يؤمله في ذلك اليوم الذي لا ينفع فيه مال ولا بنون إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله العظيم الجليل لي ولكم من كل ذنب وخطيئة وتقصير، إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله الهادي إلى رضوانه، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وإخوانه وأعوانه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فيا عباد الله، قد روى الإمام البزار في مسنده بسند حسن عن أنس بن مالك رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: سبع يجري للعبد أجرهن وهو ميت في قبره، سبع يجري للعبد أجرهن وهو ميت في قبره، سبع يجري للعبد أجرهن وهو ميت في قبره: من علم علما، أو أجرى نهرا، أو حفر بئرا، أو غرس نخلا، أو بنى مسجدا، أو ورث مصحفا، أو ترك ولدا يستغفر له بعد موته. فأنت أيها المسلم في زمن الإمكان والبذل قليل، ما يكفر لك الأجر الطويل أبد الآباد حتى تقوم الساعة، ولا يعلم أحد يجري له أجره إلى قيام الساعة إلا هؤلاء السبعة، أو أن يكون رجل مات مرابطا في سبيل الله. فيا هنيئا لمن وفق إلى هذا العمل القليل وحاز به الأجر والثواب الجزيل من الله عز وجل، وهو سبحانه الكريم الذي لا ينفذ عطاؤه بكثرة الإعطاء. نعم أيها الناس، هذا ما يبقى لكم في أخراكم، ولقد جئتكم من تلكم البلاد البعيدة عن التطرف فيها، فهم من أشد الناس نبذا له، ومن أشد الناس حبا للإسلام وأهله، وعلى رأس ذلك بلاد الحرمين حكومة وشعبا، إذ يرون فيها الإسلام الذي يقرؤون عنه في الكتب التي يدرسونها في بلادهم، وهم يفدون هذه البلاد بأنفسهم وأهليهم. نعم جئتكم من عندهم بمشاريع تكفر لكم، تكفر لمن وفقه الله عز وجل منكم للبذل ولو باليسير أجورا يجهد لكسبها آخرون دهورا طويلة. وقد حملوني أيضا تقارير وصور عما تم من تقديم الأضاحي في الأعوام الماضية، والتي كان لأهل هذا المسجد منها النصيب الأوفر، ولله الحمد والمنة. وها نحن ذا نقترب من رمضان شهر الصوم، والمساجد والقرآن، ويليه الحج الذي تمنى بعض الدعاة هناك أن لو وفقه الله ووفق من يتبرع له بنفقات الحج ليؤدي هذه الفريضة العظيمة التي يلتقي بسببها في تلك المشاعر ماء، لعله يبلغهم حاجة الناس إلى علمهم، ولعله يبلغهم أسئلة الناس المرفوعة لهم فيرجع إلى قومه وقد زود بالتقوى. نعم يا عباد الله، إن الدعوة شأنها عظيم، وإني إذا أقول هذا عن القارة المنسية قارة إفريقيا، وأن المسجد فيها يشكل أمرا كبيرا بالنسبة لأهلها، إذ أنني أجدد أيضا الدعوة إلى النظر إلى تلك القارة المحاربة، بل القارات المحاربة، القارات الأخرى، قارة أوروبا وقارة أمريكا الأمريكيتين، فإن والله بحاجة. والمسجد لهم ليس هو مدرسة كما عند أهل إفريقيا، ولكنه منارة إسلام، إشعاع للإسلام يأمه الناس. وقد رأيت بعيني في اسكتلندا في مجمع الملك فهد كيف يأتي الكفار إلى هذا المجمع وإلى المسجد ليسمعوا من خطيب المسجد أو المدرس الذي يلقي الدرس ما يتعرفون به على الإسلام، ثم يسألون عنه فيدخلون في الإسلام. ولكن إخوانكم يبذلون من أموالهم ومن قوت عيالهم، يستأجروا قاعة يخطبون فيها الجمعة إذ ليس لهم مسجد في بلدة عظمت فيها كاتدرائية الكفار. فيا لله من رجل ينتفض نخوة فيلقي بما يلقي الله عز وجل عليه أو بشيء منه ليشتري بذلك الدار الآخرة وينصر إخوانه بالمال الذي به تقام المساجد وتفتح الدور لتعليم الناس الإسلام وتنشر الكتب التي تحوي الإسلام الخالص البعيد عن الخرافة والبدعة والتطرف والشذوذ، حتى يرى الناس هذا الدين الجميل الذي بعث به محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أكرم البشر وأرحمهم. إن الله عز وجل على ذلك لقدير. فاللهم وفقنا لما يدنينا من جنتك، وارزقنا ما ترفع به درجاتنا عندك، وسهل لنا عملا نستجر به رزقك، واهدنا ويسر لنا عملا يجري لنا به الأجر بعد انتقالنا إلى جوارك، وأشرك فيه معنا والد. اللهم قوي قلوبنا بالإيمان بك حتى لا تكون تأنس إلا بمرضاتك. اللهم يسر لنا بناء المساجد ما تبني به لنا عندك في الجنة بيوتا، واجعلنا ممن تصدق بصدقة فوقعت في يمينك فنميتها له حتى إذا لقيك أسعده ذلك. اللهم إن لم نكن لحمل العلم أهلا فاجعلنا لحملته أعوانا وأشركنا في الأجر معهم. اللهم إنا إن لم نكن ممن ألف الصوم ديمة تطوعا فلا تحرمنا أجر تفطير الصائمين حتى يكون لنا من الأجر مثل ما لهم. اللهم إن لم نوفق لحفظ كتابك فلا تحرمنا من أن نوقف مصحفا يجري لنا به الأجر كلما قرأ فيه مسلم. اللهم يسر لنا سبل الهدى، وقنا برحمتك أسباب الردى، وهيئ لنا حياة نسعد بها بعد الموت والبلاء. عباد الله، إن الله قد أمركم بالصلاة والسلام على رسول الله محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، فقال عز من قائل عليم: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. فاللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك وأنعم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم، واشكروه على عموم نعمه يزدكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة بسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف صرحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله منكم حميدا. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله. السلام. تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على تمام الأكملان على محمد رسول الله. أما بعد، إياكم الله. Dear brothers and sisters, to the translation of this khutbah, which is titled by, as we said, Africa, the land which accepts the rain of heart, as we call it, or the the da'wah in Africa. And it is the conclusion of the results of my visit to Africa in the last 2 weeks. And I've been there to two countries, Gambia first and then Ghana. And I saw what I'm going to tell you in a while, that everyone will be very excited and interesting to go and see his eyes. Not because he or she doesn't believe me, but because it is very, very exciting to go and see your Muslims, Muslim brothers and sisters there. I began the khutbah by the hadith that is reported by Bukhari and Muslim, agreed upon, on the authority of Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who reported it from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the example of what Allah ta'ala has sent me with of the guidance and knowledge is the example of the rain that fall on land. Meaning sand for agriculture. So it accepts the water, the rain, and absorbs it. And it brought out the grass and the plants. And some of these lands were only ajadib. And ajadib, and other hadith, ti'an, means solid lands. Solid lands that yani stands like a tank for water, that a reservoir that holds the water, and people, as the Prophet ﷺ said, and people come and drink and water their farms, and even have their animals, the cattle, to drink from it. So they benefited. And the third type, the third type is called Qi'an. And Qi'an means the salty land. Solid, but salty. And it's solid, but however it is salty. So it holds the water, but immediately the water becomes salted. And salted water, no one can benefit from it. Nor human to drink. Neither human to drink. Nor animals. Nor agriculture. It doesn't benefit nothing. So that's what Rasulullah said. This land does not hold water, meaning hold it for purposes of getting use of it. And it does not give out any grass or any agriculture or plants. And then Isa said, that is the example of what? Of the person whom Allah Ta'ala benefited him by what I was sent with, of the guidance and knowledge. So this person, learned the ilm and he taught the ilm. He learned it and he taught it to the others. And the example of the one who never raises his head to see what Allah Ta'ala has said. He doesn't care. And he does not accept the guidance that Allah Ta'ala sent Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with. Yes, oh people, in 2 weeks passed, or in a week, in a week time, 1 week ago, I spent two weeks living with this hadith. I lived this hadith. You may have heard it from me now or maybe before, but I lived it. I lived this hadith. I lived with it. Where I was in Africa, and I saw it, my eyes, I saw the hadith like it is something on land. I saw it, my eyes, in that forgotten area of the world, a part of the world. And it's not forgotten from the memories of tourists, but it is forgotten from the memory of those who wish to build their akhirah, to build their hereafter. Yes, O slaves of Allah, a person may build a masjid hoping that Allah Ta'ala builds for him a house in the Jannah. But the cost of this masjid, the expenses of this masjid to build, is much higher than maybe building 10 masajid in Africa. In that land, which the hearts of the people of it, the hearts of the Africans, accepted the rain of ilm, not the rain of water, but the rain of ilm from the clouds of ilm, which are the ulama, the carriers of ilm. Those people, they accept the ilm like that. They like their land. I saw their land. The land of Africa, a drop of water means a plant. That's how it is. Very good land. Their hearts, the people there, their hearts is much better than their land. A drop of ilm produces iman. Produces iman. And you can see, wallahi, first time yaqwan, I see iman walks. First time I see iman walking on the ground. First time. But their masajid, although they are little in number and small, very small in size, and there is not any accommodation in it. Nothing. No carpet. They pray on the solid concrete floor. No windows, no fans, no ACs, in a very hot climate. But they're welcome to come. And this is I'm talking about small masajid. They don't have big masajid. They don't have big masajid. You know who have big masajid there? The Sufis and the Rafida. Because their people donate. Our people are very selfish. Al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah these days, very selfish. And when they spend, they want to spend in something, their name is labeled on. That's a problem. That's a problem, Ikhwan. Who extended hand to those people, our brothers and sisters? Wallahi, Ikhwan, out of text. I had a lot to say, but I can't say all on the minbar because the Jum'ah is going to be too long. But I had a lot to say. In one school called Al Birr School in Gambia, they told me, we want to have a lecture in your program. But the guy who did the program, scheduled it, told him that we have no time. It's all booked. All booked. I used to give 4 lectures a day. Imagine 4 lectures a day. Not 2 ones and 2s like here. No, but to a very packed place. Even the university there asked me to come and give a lecture to the students of law faculty, of the faculty of law, about the law of Islam. And when they hear the lecture, they asked me to come and do the Jum'ah khutbah in their masjid, in the masjid of the university, which is a normal university. It's not Islamic university. But this shows how, they badly like and need help. These people in the school of Al-Birr, they asked me to come and do a talk 3 o'clock in the afternoon. 3 o'clock. Door is 1:30. 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I said, "Akhi, what are you talking about? I might melt under that sun." He said, "But our people do not melt." And then I put my head down, shame, because, we are full of butter, full of fat. We're going to melt under the sun because we are raised in air conditioning. Although our land is hot, but we do not know the meaning of heat. We don't know the high temperature mean. We do not know that. We only have experience from door of car to door of house. That's it. That's the space that we can feel heat in. But those people, they live with it. They live with it. And they don't want air conditioning. They don't want it. They just want massages and schools. And not schools. Even a classroom. They don't build schools like ours, stories and they are connected. No. You can't just build a 6 meters by 4 and with a corrugated sheet metal roof, and that's the classroom. And even they don't put anything of heat, and they are too happy with that. They are very happy with that, but yet they don't have it. Wallahi, Ikhwan, I can show you pictures. Wallahi, a classroom in the cattle of sheep. Cattle of sheep. They convert it to a classroom. The building, the classroom is like this. Inside a classroom, and outside wall, they have a board, a blackboard. In the open air, they use all sides to be classrooms. And the sun, any shade of tree is going to be invested as a classroom. And those people are not rich people to say that they don't want to work or lazy. If they are lazy, they don't come under the sun. And if they are rich, they will build up their masajid and schools. But they love health. They love. And they go work, by the way. They study and go work. They go work in farms, they go work as carriers, they go work as whatsoever. They don't beg nobody. They don't beg nobody. So these people in Madras Silver say 3 o'clock, I need to talk only to the administration. I don't imagine people will come and that yani sun. But guess what? Wallahi, when I came I was shocked. They built up like a tent, it's only clothes raised by some tree wood like that, and in a while it was fully packed. Hot. They bought for me a fan, and I was still feeling that I'm in a, you know, the chicken. The chicken, what do you call this? The chicken grill we have. I felt like that. They had no even fun, but they were sitting. And women came, old women, young women, children, everybody there. I said, Subhanallah, what are these people doing? From where these people came? Are they the Sahaba or what? I only can read about Sahaba like that. Wallahi, I only can read about Sahaba like that. People today are too yani far away from ilm. They are just, you know, if they talk to you about ilm, they talk to you about ilm through internet. People today. But these people, look at it today. Now, tomorrow is the first day of the summer holidays here in the kingdom. And from tomorrow, lots of yani conferences are Islamic conferences. Ulama from all around the kingdom, they come to teach. Here in Jeddah, for example, at least Farooq near Suriyim, near Al-Murjan Market and Hayy Safa, there is one conference there. The ulama come from Medina and from different places. And Masjid al-Malik Saud and many others. How many people go there? When I go there, I get shocked. I say, is this in Jeddah? Jeddah, the 5 million population city, have only this number of people, and most of them are not real students of knowledge. They are coming without books, they just come, sit, listen and go. Subhanallah. But when you come there, wallahi ya ikhwan, wallahi, in the car, they want to read and they need explanation on a book. In the car. Just even for the distance from the house to the place of lecture, mosque or whatsoever. I said, Subhanallah, these people are really. If it is not the obligations, I will have migrated them. I migrated to them. Wallahi. Life there is different. Taste is different. There, you feel that you are yani producing. Not like here. Here, one, the teacher feels that he's consuming like a candle, but no one is caring. No one cares about him. No? Allah understand. So I said, yeah, their masajids are very little and small and basic. But it reminds us of what we read in the books of biography about the role of the masjid during the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I saw in my trip to Africa, and it was the first trip, what really settles the heart, make you now. I saw people, as I said, very thirsty for ilm, like people here very thirsty for money and comfortable lives. Yes, O slaves of Allah, I came from a land where its people swears by Allah that I was the first Arab who they ever seen in their life. The first Arab, whether a student of knowledge or not, the first Arab passed by their land. First Arab. maybe only the Sahaba or the Tabi'een who conquered that land are the only Arabs seen before. So now we have around maybe 1,000 years, those people didn't see Arabs, didn't see students of knowledge. Now, but guess what? I was all the time talking to them in Arabic. I said, you guys speak Arabic fluently. Why you never saw any Arabs? Subhanallah. Wallahi, they speak Arabic much, much, much better than many Western graduates. Western graduates, jazakumullah khair, but when they go, they ignore everything. Khalas. They turn back to their accents and their language, and they forget Arabic. To limit that when one of them leads the prayer, you cannot believe that this person was an Medina. You cannot believe. You think that he is just somebody there. But when you see one of these guys in Africa, wallahi akwan, you cannot believe. What a beautiful, mashallah, recitation based on rules of recitation. Subhanallah. If it is not, yani, as I said, if it is not the commitments and obligations they have, I would say this would be my last Jum'ah here. And let me just to fly there and settle there. Because you feel you are between people that you link to. You are from them. But here I'm a stranger. I feel as a stranger in my homeland. And when I go, I'm even very, very stranger. Very, very, very stranger. Because at least here I'm amongst Muslims. There you are amongst kuffar, and the Muslims do not even have any interest in learning or seeking ilm. And they don't have any of that. But we still go to the West only to support our Muslim brothers, the du'as, to be seen that they are not alone. That's the only purpose. Otherwise, really it is, yani, it depresses the person to see the results and compare them with Africa. In Africa, it is something different. Now, they speak Arabic fluently, they memorize the Quran, they learn the Hadith in Arabic. There was no any barrier between my speech in Arabic and their understanding. Nor the color, because they are black and I am white. It did not stand as a barrier. They understood me like that. Nor their local language, local tongue, because they never been to any Arabic countries. They were only there. But they learned how to speak Arabic fluently. MashaAllah. Wonderful. Why? Because they believe that this is the language of our religion. This is the language in which we understand our creed and belief and Quran and Sunnah. This is the language that we are going to use in the Jannah. So why don't we learn from now? That what makes them, mashallah, fluent in Arabic. And I saw people who asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam described in getting the ilm. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam described in the Hadith. And I really feel jealous of those went before me to that to those lands, to that country, which the first Muazzin in Islam refers back to, Bilal. He's from Africa. Bilal wasn't from America. Forget about those who call Bilal Iyon. He never was from America. He never was from the West. Bilal was from Africa. Bilal was from Africa. And he never felt shame to be called African. He was Bilal al-Habashi. But he was the first one who called to Salah. The first one who declared the testimony of faith. La ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah.
The first one. He's from how come then I be surprised to see what I see in Africa? And the first one is from there. I don't get surprised. But I get surprised when I compare them to my people. To my people. To the people who are born amongst the ulama. Amongst the ulama here. But yet they don't care about us. Now, those people take the ilm exactly like the good land takes the water of rain. And they are of two types of land. Either good land, or as it is called, as the Prophet ﷺ called it in the hadith, نعم أجادب or أجادب. So it is either نقية pure land or أجادب. نقية that absorbs the water and gives out grass and agriculture. أجادب holds the water for people to drink and feed and feed their animals and water their farms. But I reservoir. But I very little saw the third type, which is I'an. Yes, there is. The Sufis are there, the Tabligh is there. But even the Tabligh is there, I was shocked because Tablighs I saw there, wallahi, were different. First time I see Tablighs sit for Ilm. I was giving a talk, a lecture in Gambia and Masjid al-Nur, and there was, you know, I was giving the talk in Arabic, but because some old people do not know Arabic, so somebody was translating to their language, local language. When he translates to their local language, I saw some Indians and Pakistanis made a circle there, and they only talk when I stop. So I understood that they are translating. They are not only disturbing, because usually Tablighis, in Canada I saw them. I was giving a talk and they are talking while I was talking. So they are disturbing, only causing noise. But in there, no, I said the Tablighi is different. See, you get affected by the land. You get affected. SubhanAllah. And after the Salah, the Tablighi came to me and shake hands and gave me perfume, like if they liked it. I said, SubhanAllah, even those people yani, are affected now by the goodness of this land. By the blessings that Allah Ta'ala stored in that land. SubhanAllah. And even they are not from that land, they came from outside to corrupt the people of that land. But now, they are affected. هُمُ الْقَوْمُ لَا يَسْقَبِهِمْ جَلِيسًا. Look at that. These people, I mean the people of Africa, although the goodness that they are in, they don't do it for having any reward or praise from people. They are very excellent in thanking Allah Ta'ala and being grateful to Allah Ta'ala. And also to those who do good to them. For me coming to their land only to give some the rules and talks, I was treated like a king. Everybody comes to they don't even let me carry a book. Even a book. They don't allow me to carry it. One come and take it from me. SubhanAllah. Wallahi Ikhwan, even my shoes. Although I stopped them, I said, no Ikhwan, you don't do this. But they don't listen to you. I say, and this reminds me about Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu. When he started learning the ilm first, he came to the house of Abdullah ibn Zayd, Zayd ibn Thabit, and waited outside. When Zayd ibn Thabit came out and he got on his camel, Ibn Abbas got the robe of the camel and started driving. Zayd said, no, you are the cousin of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You don't do that. He said to him, no, our teachers told us
This way we treat our teachers. Subhanallah. Said these guys yani are having Islam walking on that. Wallahi. These people are not in need for money to build up their houses and yani beautify it or no. They only need somebody to build up a masjid which costs nothing compared to what we spend. Or a school or even a classroom. Only one classroom. Or donate books for making. They don't have Islamic bookstores or libraries. They don't have public libraries that anybody can come and read, and they are students of knowledge. They don't have Quran. Masahib is very, very rare there. Maybe you see the Mus'haf is tier yani in two ajda so that everyone can read from one juz. Or maybe you see people waiting for each other. When he finishes the surah, he passes the Quran, so they read it. Very little yani times you see the Quran. Yes, they memorize the Quran in their chest, but still Quran needs to be there for people to read from it. Now, and also they need for someone to give them iftar for Ramadan. Here we do the iftar, alhamdulillah, but believe me, no one is in need for it. We do it because of the reward. That's it. But the people who come to the iftar, wallahi, they are not in need for it. Even these workers, they are not in a need for it. Rather that it is yani good for them to gather and different type of food. But everyone can have his food here. But in there, you might see people fast 3 days in a row with no iftar, no sahur. Because they are very poor. They are very poor. And also the need for someone to send his udhiyah to them and hajj. And we have from this masjid, we donated Adha'i for last couple of years, and I got pictures and the reports and the certificates of distributing. And when I was in Ghana, the brother there always introduced me to the people saying, he's the one who sent you the Udhiyah. Of course, not from me, but it is from the people who give me to do it for them. And they were so happy to see me. So happy to see me. They know that I told them that it's not from me. But yet, yani they said, you are the cause. Subhanallah. And it is only once a year. Some meet once a year. See how it could do? Subhanallah. Naam. And they, as I said, or if anyone has any kafarat, like kafarat al-yameen, kafarat whatsoever that needs to feed needies, wallahi, they are the best ones you give to. The best ones you give to. Now, or help any one of them to come for hajj. Ya ikhwan, a da'i, a big da'i, who has a lot of da'wah in the masajid and in the local radio. And in the local radio, they teach tawheed in English and in their language there. This da'i has never seen Mecca. He's never seen Mecca. He said it yani a little bit to me, but when I left, he sent me a letter. Maybe because he didn't want me to see his tears when he speak to me about Hajj. He never done Hajj. He says, I hope anybody can sponsor me to come for Hajj. He says, Subhanallah, my people here are just in Mecca and they don't go for Hajj. And these people want to come and they cry to come for only one time Hajj. I saw one alim there, big alim. He has books, and I said to him, he done Hajj in his life, is maybe over 70s. And he done Hajj only one time. Very recent, 1424. And it was a donation from Prince Abdul Aziz bin Fahd, Jazakallahu Khair. And he wrote 3 poems in Arabic thanking Abdul Aziz bin Fahd for that. And describing his impression and his pleasure when he saw the Kaaba. Another one called Medina. He exposes an impression when he saw Medina. He wrote a poem in Arabic about that. So these people, Ikhwan, I think it is the right place where you guys need to put your money. If you want really to invest your money for the Akhirah. This was the first part of the khutbah. Second, I began by praising Allah and sending peace and blessing to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then I said, Al-Bazzar reported in his Musnad with a good chain of narration on the authority of Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, 7 people, their reward is going to be given to them continuously, even when they are buried in their graves, until the day of resurrection. Until the day of resurrection. Man allama ilman, a alim who has ilm and he teaches this ilm. Aw ajra naharan, or maybe he dug a trench for a river to run. Aw hafara bi'ran, or he dug a well to extract water for people to drink. Aw gharasa nakhlan, or maybe he planted a palm tree or any other tree that people can benefit of. Aw bana masjidan, or built a masjid. And this masjid, okay, every one of you, I don't know why people hesitate. Every one of you can build a masjid. Because the Prophet ﷺ said, مَنْ بَنَى لِلَّهِ مَسْجِدًا وَلَوْ كَمِفْحَسِ الْقَطَى. Whoever builds up a masjid for the sake of Allah, that's an important thing, for the sake of Allah, even if it is as big as the nest of a bird. A nest of a bird. Maybe like this paper. A4 size paper. This will guarantee your house in the Jannah. And you know what does it mean, house in the Jannah? There is no house in the Jannah like A4 size paper. Each house in the Jannah has as many trees, but each tree, a tree in the Jannah, the shade of it cannot be crossed in 100 years running with a very fast horse. That's a house in the Jannah. What are you talking about, man? So when he donates something, and he donates something, and he donates something, and then a masjid is built. Alhamdulillah. Every one of you will be given a house in the Jannah. Every one of you will be given a house in the Jannah. So I don't know why people are hesitating. If he doesn't have money to build up like so-and-so masjid here in Jeddah or by the beach, which costs 7 to 10 million riyal, he doesn't like it. Now whatever, a small masjid I built. Yeah, even a small masjid. Even a small masjid. What's the problem with that? What's your intention? If it is that people speak about you, then miskeen. Better use your money to eat and drink halal. Food, than to spend it good masjid. But when you build a masjid, you need to build it and give it to right people. I saw a big masjid with a very, very massive land as a musalla al-eid, and all given to the Sufis. All given to the Sufis. And the Sufis do not allow the Salafis to study there or to teach there or give any talk. Wallahi, next to it, I gave a lecture in the Masjid of Al-Sunnah. It is two shops, rented and opened together. By a trench, you know, a trench of sewage. I never saw number of mosquitoes in a place
like in that place. I was so scared. I thought I'm going to be taking malaria with me. But these people do not care. They just want the sunnah. I asked him, Ikhwan, this beautiful big masjid, it is like the biggest masjid here. What is that? And why you don't use that masjid? He said, Ya Sheikh, this is for the Sufis. And they don't allow us. They don't allow us to teach. You come, no problem, but they practice their bid'ah before Adhan, after Adhan, before Salah, after Salah. Besides that, they don't allow you to set up any circle. They don't allow you. So, these masakeen rented these two shops. And because the two shops cannot contain Al-Sunnah, the number of them, they pray in turns. Whole group finished, then they leave, another group come and pray. I said, Subhanallah. And the mosque is there, as I told you, wallahi, if you move just the cable of the mic, you will see thousands of them flying. And these are, driving the blood of our brothers, just because, they don't have nothing. Subhanallah. Now, I said, oh people, this is what can remain for you in the Akhirah. And I came to you from a land where it is, the people of it are too far away from extremism. Too far away. They don't know what is extremism. They don't talk about politics and politicians. They talk about Akhirah. That's it. They talk about Akhirah. And they love Islam and the people of Islam. They love Islam and Muslims. They love by the meaning of love. And head of that, those lands that they love, is the land of the Haramain, the two holy mosques. They love Mecca and Medina. And they might sacrifice their lives for Mecca and Medina. The sacrifice might be their own lives and families just to defend Mecca and Medina, or to come even to Mecca and Medina. And they love the people of Mecca and Medina. Whatsoever your background is, you say, I'm from Medina, I'm from Mecca, they all come surround you. They all come surrounding you. Even if you are originally African, but you say, I'm from Medina, see what? They are all going to come surround you. They say, you're from the city of Rasulullah. And they always, when they introduce me, they say, from the city of Rasulullah. People all look, who's this from the city of Rasulullah? Subhanallah. So they love Islam and they love the people of Islam the way people here love dunya. The way people here love dunya. Now, and they gave me the reports and pictures of the Udhiyah donations of the past few years to show to you. And inshallah we're going to put them on the board, inshallah, maybe next Friday. And now we are close to Ramadan, the month of fasting, the month of masajid, the month of Quran, and following it, Hajj. And as I said, there are some du'as there who never even been to Mecca or Medina, and there are du'as who people, so they hope to come. So if anybody wants to donate for people to come for Hajj and Umrah, then he will find the reward of it there before him when they all stand before Allah Ta'ala. So may Allah Ta'ala make us from those who support Islam by their wealth, by their knowledge, by their power, by whatsoever mean. Wallahu A'lam. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa sahbihi. And I'm very, very sorry to our brothers in Africa that I summarized very, very shortly the report about this trip. But if I want to continue speaking about the beauty of it, I might hold you until the next Friday. Allahu A'lam. And by the way, I wrote my first poem in ilm that we are going to teach inshallah, maybe starting next Friday. It's a poem about ilm. Began it by saying Alhamdulillah Azim Shani Al-Wahid Al-Baqi Wa Kullum Fani. So inshallah from next Friday we are going to teach it. And this was because of the blessings of that land. Subhanallah. I could even wrote what I tried all of my life here to do it. I couldn't. I wrote many poems, but not, yani, as we call it, yani, manzuma for ilm. So, but there, alhamdulillah, Allah, I need to write more, lines to it. But since I came until now, I could not even do one. I might need to fly back again there, so maybe I can do more. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك